You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. Many people spent the pandemic binge-watching TV shows and movies. And if the streaming wars were heating up before, now they're white hot. Netflix got a head start and pretty much owned the streaming space for almost a decade. Now it's fighting to hold on to that dominant position, and the competition is real. Disney Plus, HBO, Apple TV. Will Squid Game, the breakout hit from South Korea, reassert Netflix as the leader in the streaming competition? Julia Alexander is a senior strategy analyst for Parrot Analytics.
What we are seeing with Netflix is they are losing a bit of demand. When we look at that, we're basically looking at where is the demand for consumers' attention and therefore their subscription dollars. And we've seen Disney Plus and actually Apple TV Plus and HBO Max really jump up over the last year. And Netflix has started to slow down. So I think what Netflix is really experiencing is as these companies come up and as they start to bring their licensed product back to their original. So if you think of NBC Universal licensing stuff to Netflix, and now they have their own streaming service called Peacock, they might take their stuff back and put it back on Peacock. And Netflix really has to rush to figure out how can we make content that people really want to stick around for and come back for and watch, and also new hits that people are really excited to watch.
What does that mean for Netflix's outlook in the long term?
What Netflix figured out pretty early on is that to really be a global streaming service that succeeds in many countries, they have to be in those countries. They have to have a presence. They have to be working with local broadcasters and partnering with the production companies there. The reason that Netflix has something like Squid Game, which is their most watched show of all time, according to the company, the reason they have that is because they've built a presence in South Korea since 2016. And so what we're really seeing is all these companies trying to catch up to Netflix. They're trying to have a presence in the United States first and foremost, and then moving out into Europe and Latin America and Asia.
I guess looking at Squid Game, does this say that Netflix's strategy has been a success?
I think it's pointing to everything that Netflix has tried to prove to investors is starting to pay off. Before this, they had shows like La Casa de Papel, which in the United States is called Money Heist.
En las últimas horas, he perdido personas.
They had Dark, a great show out of Germany, and those all traveled pretty well to the United States. They found their audience, but nothing really captured people's attention the way Squid Game did. What I think it speaks to is that looking at what's working in one country, seeing how it travels, and then using their homepage, Netflix's homepage is the most important piece of real estate in Hollywood. Netflix can then go, why don't we promote it to our top of the page and just roll the dice on it?
And sometimes that roll of the dice gives you a jackpot. According to leaked documents seen by Bloomberg, Netflix estimates Squid Game, which cost about $21 million to make, will generate almost $900 million in revenue. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.